This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Am I saying hello?
No, I am.
Okay.
Might leave that bit in though. Anyway, hello. Hello and welcome to day 20 of RPG A Day. It's your usual hosts, Dave and Matthew.
Hi, and day 20's question is, which game mechanic inspires your play the most?
I think there's, the word inspire in there, we could unpack quite a lot out of that as to what we want to talk about. And there's so much stuff, actually, that so many mechanics out there that I like. And again, I guess the question is, are we looking big mechanics or are we looking at very specific bits? But I think I'm going to go for specific. So the first one that came to mind when I was really thinking about this was Feng Shui that you used to run with with my old, very old character, Lao Kai Chung.
Oh, yeah, he was old in, not just because we used to play him a long time ago, but he was already old.
He was in his 70s. Yeah, exactly. He was a noodle chef. An old master of the drunken path, which was, I don't know if that was kind of typecasting or anything, but but I remember in that game, you encouraging us as players to use our imaginations to find the most elaborate and exciting, clever sort of
cinematic
actions. And the more, I guess within limits, but the more extravagant it was, the greater the chances of success were.
Yeah, I think I gave you a bonus of some description.
I particularly remember one occasion where we'd been captured and were surrounded in a warehouse, and I did some really elaborate leaping off a box and spinning and catching a chain and taking out four or five mooks all in one go. And it was great. It was really good. And it was unlike some other games where they encourage you to sort of articulate what happens after you know how good your role is, which actually, for me, I think isn't the best way of doing it, because once you've got your success as a player, particularly if it's a tense moment, I've got the die roll, and you kind of move on to the next thing, rather than having to then stop and say, okay, let's replay that and say how great it was.
Yeah.
Whereas this way, you did all that up front, and you said, this is what I'm going to attempt, and this is how cool it would be, and if Bruce Lee was doing it, we'd all be ooing and ahhing and watching the movie, and then you play out how successful you are depending on the die roll. So I like it.
Yeah,
that way around.
You know what? You've got me thinking about that, and I've just pulled out the book because it's a beloved book, the original Feng Shui, and I was questioning that because I have been playing Feng Shui 2 recently, and in fact, very specifically in Feng Shui 2, they say don't describe your action until after you've rolled the dice.
Yeah, okay.
And I do remember that there was a bit of a whiff factor in the original version in that you could describe a fabulous stunt, but still miss because the dice were really quite whiffy. You remember it was one good dice minus one bad dice, and if you rolled a six, that dice exploded, so you could get like minus 15 or whatever. and I think there were times when people described some fabulous action, but then had to describe how it failed.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's a bad thing, though. I quite like that. You're not going to, just because you describe it well doesn't mean you're going to succeed. And I think then having to describe the failure is a good thing. Because if you're really clever as a player, you could describe the failure and throw in some element of success as part of your failure.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at the rules. It kind of says don't just, in the original version, it kind of says don't assess an action value penalty to attacks that seek no extra benefit, even if they sound more difficult than a basic attack. It's kind of saying, encourage people to do stunts and don't punish them for being complex. But actually, I think I might have given you a bonus which wasn't actually written into the rule book there. So that's my mechanic that you're complimenting.
My inspiring mechanic is something that you came about because you got the rules wrong.
Yeah, possibly.
Cool. Why not? Anyway, we're getting to run out of time. So what's yours, Matt?
So the one that's inspiring me, and it's a bit boring to say it in a Coriolis podcast, but I love the prayer mechanic. And it's not, I don't particularly love the mechanic of prayer as it's done in Coriolis, although I really enjoy it. There are possibly other ways of doing prayer. I'm kind of really interested in the new edition of RuneQuest, because that I think will feature some sort of prayer mechanic. That's out at the moment in PDF form, but I'm waiting for the book to arrive in my gaming store. But I really am enjoying the concept of religiosity coming in world. It kind of annoys me that medieval systems like Dungeons and Dragons have gods, they have paladins, but nobody's ever really religious.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you don't tend to get, or I haven't played anyway, don't tend to get, just because I haven't come across it. I haven't seen one where that, you know, you might have a sort of medieval game where clearly if you were going to be trying to recreate medieval Europe, then religion is front and centre in that game. Yeah. You know, so, okay, interesting, interesting. But we've run out of time again, so yes. I think... to try to resist the temptation just to talk on and on and on, as we do, we should probably call it.
Listen to our full podcast if you want to hear us talk on and on and on.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed. All right, then, on that note, goodbye, everyone. See you all tomorrow.
See ya. This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.